The ever-growing field of candidates looking to unseat freshman New York Congressman John Faso, a Republican from the 19th District, includes seven Democrats, two unaffiliated entrants, and one person seeking the Green Party nomination. Woodstock resident Jeff Beals, a teacher and former U.S. diplomat, says his campaign focuses on people, not money. Jeff, what are you hearing on the campaign trail that winds through 11 counties?
Well, I didn't have to go out on the campaign trail to know what is going on in our district, because I'm one of only two candidates in the race who's actually works in the district and voted here in the last election against John Faso. And that gives me the insight to say working people are not getting by. And you can travel it. It's a vast district. But again and again, you hear similar stories. People find that by the end of the month, there's just nothing left when they pay out their fixed expenses from their paychecks.
Beals teaches high school history and civics in Woodstock, where he lives with his wife and two sons. The 41-year-old says there is too much corporate money in politics, and with it, corporate power.
You know, hardworking Americans have no place to turn but the Democratic Party if they want to find somebody to fight for them against those interests. And until we break the hold of big money on the party, they're not going to find that backer and that support. And that's what I'm trying to stand up for in the Democratic Party. You might know in this race I was endorsed by the national organization of Bernie Sanders staffers called the Justice Democrats.
Jeff, how do you beat Congressman Faso?
You know, the race is for United States representative for New York's Congressional District 19. So how do you beat out John Faso for that position? You beat him out by being more representative than him, and that I am. I'm the average age of people in this district. I'm working a job in this district trying to get by, and I'm standing up for policies that are going to support 99% of people in this district. Medicare for All is one of them. Raising Social Security benefits is another one of them. Those are policies that are going to change the lives of the vast majority of people in our home. And I'll add to it that I also have a lot of government experience, and I'd match it up against John Faso's any day. I was a United States diplomat, and I served in the government over the course of a decade with distinction.
Beals believes his campaign can stand up to a Faso war chest.
Money is the obstacle to our democracy. It's not the key to our democracy. I refuse to sell this congressional seat before I sit in it. And we are raising a big grassroots campaign all around the district. And that's how you beat John Faso, and we're doing it every day.
Beals says one of his priorities is improving health care.
I mean, I think we have to take on the health insurance industry as it currently exists and the pharmaceutical industry and enact immediately House Resolution 676 calling for Medicare for All. There's about 120 Democrats in Congress right now that are co-sponsors to that bill. Senator Sanders has put it forward along with Elizabeth Warren, and I want to add my voice to that growing chorus that says we are not going to throw away our paychecks any longer while receiving worse results and dying younger to an industry that is ultimately taking advantage of people when they're sick.
Would you please weigh in on your approach to foreign policy?
Well, my focus is on domestic policy, even when we talk about the realm of foreign policy, and I'll tell you why. We need to have a stronger America, and our country has been weakened, and that manifests itself overseas as well. What is the source of American strength is the real question that has to be on the table in this election. To me, you can't have a strong America if you have Americans who can't get by, who can't earn enough money to support their family, to afford a home, to take a vacation, to put away for retirement, to put their children through college. That is a weak America when people can't do that. And that's the type of reality people are living right now, because we are throwing away our resources to corporate tax breaks and squeezing people for every last dime with wages that don't help them get by. So that, to me, is the number one problem. And that waste is happening on the biggest level, because we have literally thrown away in our foreign policy some $6 to $10 trillion in war overseas that has happened over the course of my career. And I've seen it go down, and those were resources that could have been spent here at home. And they could have actually strengthened our country. Instead, we drained our country of blood and treasure.
Do you think the blue wave will help carry a Democrat to victory in the 19th district in November?
To me, this is a deeper crisis than one election, and it's a responsibility for us, especially in what is considered a swing district, to think a lot deeper than just this 2018 election. We have to ask ourselves questions as Democrats. It's not just a question of will we beat John Faso? It's the question of how did we let this sorry excuse for a congressman get elected in the first place? And I think it's a moment of clarity. It has to be a moment of clarity for Democrats to say, what does our party stand for? I'm not interested in just some vague positive wave from people who want a D instead of an R. What I want to see are working people standing up to take back control of our politics from corporate interests. That's the type of wave that I want us to ride. If there's a wave and it's a wash in the same old failed politicians, the same old bought and paid for leaders and corporate interests, it's not a wave that anybody should be surfing. It's a wave we should be running from.
Meantime, Faso, who notes he won his 2016 race by a 25,000-vote margin, addressed the 2018 contest during a Congressional Corner interview with WAMC's Alan Shartok.
So I'm focused on my race. I know that a lot of Democratic activists are motivated, but I think by Election Day, a lot of Republican activists will be motivated as well.
Jeff Beals is one of seven Democrats looking to take on Faso in what is considered a swing district in the national spotlight. Two other candidates are unaffiliated, and another seeks the Green Party line. The primary is June 26th. WAMC is hosting a live debate among the seven Democratic candidates May 31st from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Linda, WAMC's performing arts studio in Albany. More information about the debate and interviews with the other candidates is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.